So, good evening. Very nice to see you all. Thank you very much for coming on a Friday evening. So, we'll start with half an hour of meditation. So, if you'd like to make yourself comfortable. One of the things that I notice about meditation is that sometimes we assume a position that we think is okay for meditation, and maybe it's not really comfortable for the way that we feel right now. So, it's just to really check into your body's as it is right now, with the temperature in the room and the way that you're sitting, whether you're on a chair or on the floor, that you're actually really comfortable. And if you just bring attention again to the way your bodies are right now, and just notice how they're feeling and how your breath is. It's the end of a day, the end of a week. Chosen to come here on a Friday. Just returning to the present moment, using the body and the breath to access that. And I'd like us just to explore the body this evening. And I'd like us to explore the right side of the body. So just breathing in through the top of the head and imagining the breath coming in and going out through the top of your head on the right side only. So it's as if you split your body in half. So just breathing into the right side, the top of the head. Allowing your breath to guide you and focus you in that part of the body. And coming down through the head, down through the forehead, the eyebrows, the eye socket, the right hand side of the nose, right cheek and the right chin. Breathing into that part of the body with a sense of kindness and generosity to yourselves. Just noticing the quality of the sensations in that part of the body. And breathing down the neck, the right side of the neck. Falling down through each disc in the neck. Noticing if the neck is tight, relaxed, contracted, soft. And just not judging in any way whether it is or it isn't, whether it's good or bad, but just receiving the body as it is, this right-hand side of the body. And down through the right shoulder, noticing whether your shoulders are up around your ears or floating towards the floor. Again, breathing into that part of the body. Breathing down the right arm to the elbow. And the inside of the elbow and the outside. Maybe you can notice a difference. breathing down the from the right elbow down to the right wrist. What's the wrist like? What's the right wrist like now? Maybe if you've been working on a computer all day, maybe there's a bit of tension there. Driving the car, holding a kid, holding a baby, shopping, writing. The back of the right, palm of the hand. The fingers, the right fingertips, and seeing what it's like as you explore this part of the body to imagine the breath going from all the way down from the top of your head out through the tops of your fingertips. It's not that the breath is actually doing that, you're just using it to guide you. Imagine breathing in and breathing out through the fingertips. Then into the right palm of the hand. Just notice what the palm of the hand's like. Notice the quality of the way that our sound now, our ears get pulled out, the noise of the rain, and whether we can stay with the noise of the rain, our breath, and the palms of our hand. So one does not negate another. That we can include the sound, me talking, you breathing, physical sensations in the hand as all part of the present moment. Then coming down, breathing down the right hand side of the body, down the right hand chest, the rib cage. Maybe noticing the right lung. Maybe you feel the movement in the chest. And down the right hand part of the back. As if you're going down the spine. And as you're going down the spine, you're exploring the right-hand part of the back, the shoulder blade. The fixed part of the back and the flexible part of the back. The fixed part is the top part. And going all the way down the back until you reach the pelvis to the hips. And then imagine coming through from your back to the front part of your body and just the right part of the diaphragm, the right part of the belly. What's the right hand side of your belly like? Maybe you notice the breathing there in the belly. And then down through the right part of the pelvis, through the genital area, through the right bum cheek. It's all part of having a body. We include all parts. Exploring the right groin. That's breathing into that part of the body. Just receiving the sensations, the physical sensations in that part. Breathing down the right thigh. From the right thigh down to the right knee. Maybe you, if you're sitting on a chair, you notice a different quality from sitting cross-legged. What's the quality of your right knee like right now? Seeing again, if you can breathe all the way down from the top of your head, all the way down to your knee, your right knee. Breathing in and breathing out through your right knee and being aware of the physical sensations in those parts of the body. Then going down through the right shin, the right part of the lower leg to the ankle. Maybe feeling the right bone, the right shin bone. Noticing the solidity in the front and maybe the softness or the muscle in the back. Maybe you feel the blood moving through your leg or slightly stagnated if it's cut off from the way that you're sitting. And just observing the way that your body is right now in a loving way. It's Friday evening. And your body deserves the attention. And breathing into the right ankle. The right heel. The right instep, the top of the foot, the top of the right foot. Then the bottom of the right foot, whether it's touching the floor or touching another part of your leg. Then maybe your right toe, your right big toe. So no rush, no demands, just allowing yourself to see what it's like. What's your right toe like? And exploring the right little toe. Can you feel your right little toe? And again, seeing what it's like to breathe in and breathe out through your right little toe. So you're not really doing it, you're just imagining breathing in and breathing out through your right little toe. And then to the right bottom, the sole of your feet. And then just breathing in through the whole right side of your body, from top of your head to bottom of your feet. Just breathing through that part of the body. So now just notice what the left-hand side of the body feels like now in comparison to the right-hand side. So for me, I can notice a quality of relaxation or quality of softness on the right-hand side. And on the left-hand side, feels a little bit ignored. Just notice the difference between the right-hand side and the left-hand side. In your experience, what's happening to you right now? Maybe for you it's different, and that's okay as well. And what I'd like you to do, as you've compared these two sides, is just to take the right-hand side and imagine just merging it with the left-hand side. So it's as if all the goodness, all the niceness that you've done to the right-hand side of the body, you imagine just merging it with the left-hand side. Just by the power of your mind and imagination, you can imagine it as a colour, if you like. Maybe white or purple or yellow, whatever you feel, but just merge the right-hand side with the left-hand side. So it's just this quality of attention, awareness now on the whole body. And bringing the well-being that we focused on the right to all parts. So if you're balancing yourself out. Allowing the left and the right to merge. And just breathing through the whole body. Just receiving your experience. as it is for you. Not needing to be a perfect meditator or anything like that. Just receive what's happening right now. Giving yourself time to see how you're doing. To give your body attention and love. And just thanking your body, thanking each cell in your body for what it does for you, just with an inner thank you. It brought you here this evening. So just as we finish off, just recognizing again where you are right now, how your body is, where your mind is. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and stretch if you need to.